Your Excellency, Bishop Sipalay, Bishop of Palominos, Fourth Bishop of Palominos, Your Excellency, Bishop Cabrera, Bishop Emeritus of Palominos, First Bishop of Palominos, and the one who ordained me right here 25 years ago. It's a great honor to me that the two bishops are here at this Mass. In fact, I don't think I've been a priest 25 years. I don't think I've ever said a Mass with two, officiating at that as the main celebrant of a Mass with two bishops and preaching in front of two bishops. It's a great honor, and I'm humbled by it, and I'm grateful. I also want to honor the Vicar General of the Diocese, Father Melchor Raga. He and I were classmates, schoolmates, studying in Tagaytay many years ago. The Chancellor of the Diocese is also here, Father Freddy Otarasco. He's the one who just read the Gospel, and he is, I think, the youngest of the priests in the diocese. He was ordained just last July. I remember it very well because I was planning to go to the ordination when there were terrible storms and floods, and then I ended up in the hospital with dengue during his ordination. So my bishop and my bishops and my brothers, thank you very much. I'm here because I want to give thanks to God for 25 years as a priest and to honor the gift of the priesthood. Having the bishops here makes me especially think about this gift. Bishop Sipalay is, of course, my bishop. You could say he's my boss, my shepherd, even though I'm older than he is. First time I have a bishop who's younger than me. But it's because of Bishop Sipalay that I have permission, I'm assigned to continue to do the work that I do with the Anuin community, which is many of you. So thank you, Bishop. Bishop Cabrera, well, we go way back. Bishop Cabrera is the reason why Anuin came to Palominos in the first place. Bishop Cabrera met Sister Carol back in Binondo in about 1992 or 93. He heard that we were called Anuin community, and he said, "My diocese is Anuin. Come to Palominos," something like that. "Come to Palominos, where the Anuin are." And so we did. The first Anuin who came here was a family, an American family, the Gaffneys, Ed and Donna, and their children. The old timers here would remember that. Back in 1993, I think they came here. Before I ever arrived in the Philippines, the Gaffneys were here. And it was Bishop Cabrera who took the risk of acting as the bishop protector of Anuin way back then. And when I suddenly experienced a cult of the priesthood, it took me completely by surprise. Our founder, Father Francis, approached the bishop and said, "Here's a guy who thinks he might be called to the priesthood." And Bishop Cabrera immediately said, "Well, that can be done. He could be a priest of the diocese and work for Anuin, something like the Focolare movement does it. Focolare priests of diocesan priests who work for the movement." Big risk to ordain anybody, but especially to ordain someone in a new movement. But Bishop Cabrera knew Father Francis very well. He knew Sister Barbara, and he could see, could recognize something of the work of God in our little movement, the poor of God, the spirituality of poverty of spirit, of following the liturgy and being formed by Mary, a lady of the liturgical life. So thank you, Bishop. Now, last year was a Jubilee year, and we were making pilgrimages. I looked at the calendar and I said, "How can I celebrate my 25th anniversary? How can I celebrate April 28th, 2026? I looked at the calendar and it fell on a Tuesday. I said, "How can we have a big celebration on a Tuesday? It's a weekday, no one will come." So I said, "Well, let's wait till the weekend." And it turned out May 1st was Friday, a national holiday, First Friday, Feast of St. Joseph the Worker. I said, "What a beautiful day to go to Palominos and honor St. Joseph." So that's why we're here. In fact, this is the culmination of our four-day pilgrimage, those who came here on the two buses. It's not the 100 islands or the air-conditioned hotel room or the halo-halo. It's the Mass. The Mass in St. Joseph Cathedral, the highlight. I said, okay, well, we'll have a simple ceremony on April 28th, and we'll have a grand ceremony and a pilgrimage to St. Joseph Cathedral, to Manawa tomorrow, and then a pilgrimage to Rakhine. That's why we're here. But as I reflected on this day, I thought three things really stand out for me, and I just want to touch on them briefly. One, of course, is the priesthood and my anniversary. Secondly, this is First Friday, and it's a day to honor the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And there's an important link between the Sacred Heart and the priesthood. And then thirdly, it is the Feast of St. Joseph, the worker. I want to honor St. Joseph. The priesthood, first of all, the priesthood. How can we say enough about it? It's an extraordinary gift, an extraordinary mystery. It's a contact point with Jesus Christ, God and man. He is the priest. And when we meet an ordained priest, we, in a sense, meet Jesus Christ, or we meet Jesus through him. By his ministry, by the priest's ministry, we experience the ministry of Jesus Christ. This is the whole point. I said on Tuesday at our celebration, the anniversary of the priest is important, and it's a great milestone to celebrate 25 years. But the heart, the real origin of the priesthood goes back to the Last Supper and to the cross, where Jesus instituted the priesthood and instituted the Eucharist and then expressed it fully on the cross. He gave himself and he taught us to give ourselves, and he also made it possible for that gift to be available to us through the ordained priests. As imperfect as we are, human as we are, Jesus wants priests to continue his work, and we should give him thanks for this gift. No matter who the priest is, we give thanks to Jesus Christ. Without him, this cathedral would not be here, we would not be here. What would be here without Jesus Christ? We would be without hope and without God in the world. So thanks be to God for the priesthood. 25 years is a lot. One Mass is already priceless, and that's the gift of Jesus Christ to us through his priests. Secondly, today is First Friday, and we honor the Sacred Heart of Jesus. I remember the famous quotation of St. John Marie Vianney, the patron saint of priests. He said, the priesthood is the love of the heart of Jesus. I love that. The priesthood is the love of the heart of Jesus. We honor the heart of Jesus on First Fridays, well, because he asked us to honor him on First Fridays, honor his Sacred Heart on First Fridays. And when we do, we again encounter his way of expressing and handing on his love to us. And the priesthood is one of the key ways he does it, because through the priest we also receive his heart in the Eucharist. So yes, we honor the Sacred Heart of Jesus. In fact, every time we attend the Mass and every time we encounter a priest, we encounter the love of the heart of Jesus. Lastly, about St. Joseph, here we are in St. Joseph Cathedral. There's an image of St. Joseph here with the tools of a carpenter at his feet. St. Joseph was not a priest, but he was the guardian of Jesus Christ, our great high priest. And so every priest is under the guardianship, the care of St. Joseph. Certainly I am, because I was ordained in St. Joseph's Cathedral. And as we come here to thank God for the priesthood, yes, we also thank St. Joseph for his steady, faithful, quiet, strong, courageous guidance. St. Joseph is one of our patrons in the Anuin community. We honor him as the protector of the Anuin. He's certainly the protector of priests. He's also the promoter of priestly vocations. He's the one who watches over us, living and dying. So we honor St. Joseph. And Joseph the worker is a great example for us priests and for all of us. A quiet worker. Most of his work is hidden, just like a priest's work is largely hidden. One of the surprises I think all of us priests experience when we start doing priestly ministry, most of what we do is not in front of all the people. Most of it's hidden in the confessional, spiritual direction, or in our own prayer, our own adoration, our own preparation for our ministry. Nobody sees it. No one knows it. No one knows what we say to people in private, or when we visit the sick, or when we go to someone who's not in the public eye. And most of our work is like that, like St. Joseph. But that's the way that God calls us to serve. And this is true for everybody, not only priests. Most of our work is very much like St. Joseph, hidden, silent, but when done with faith, gives great glory to God. All the bishops I've ever met are very hard workers. And almost all the priests I've ever met are very hard workers. I think you can attribute that perseverance in the work of the ministry in part to the intercession of St. Joseph, our guardian, our protector. So with thanksgiving to Jesus Christ for the gift of the priesthood, with thanksgiving for the gift of the Sacred Heart, which we encounter in the priesthood, and thanksgiving for the intercession and protection of St. Joseph the Worker, I join you in celebrating this Mass of Thanksgiving. Amen.